Yeah. All right, are we ready?
All right, Jane, ready in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Come see me do stand-up comedy at the Vogue Theater in Vancouver, British Columbia in February. I've added a show at the Neptune Theater in Seattle, February 17th, an early show because I know you guys are parents. Nobody wants to go to a fucking 10 p.m. show. And then I go to San Francisco, the Palace of Fine Arts, for one night. And then New York City, I added another early show at the Gramercy Theater in March 23rd. And then I go on to the Ridgefield Playhouse and Ridgefield Cumneticunt, ChristinaVonline.com. Buy my lipstick if you haven't already.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And with me, I'm so fucking pumped. We had her on here a little while ago. You guys absolutely loved her. I'm obsessed with Zhao Ying Summers, everybody. Zhao Ying Summers!
Woo! I'm so happy to be back.
You're the best. I'm obsessed with you because I feel like we are, you know, different sides of the communist pond.
Yes.
We are raised by, look, my mom hated me. I think your mom likes you a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Not really. She hates me, but she won't die. And I need her to take care of the children. This is a business transaction.
God, ain't that the truth? But you're everywhere. Last time I saw you, you were headlining the Apollo. How was that show? How'd it go?
It was so amazing. I couldn't believe I did an hour and 20 minutes. I won't shut the fuck up. And the service team was laughing. So that's a good sign.
That's a really good
sign. Yeah. And they are very, they seem funny people. And it was a big success. All the agents came out. We had a full house. We brought dumplings and we catered Chinese food after the show.
Really? Are you being serious?
Yeah, soy sauce, dumplings, chopstick everywhere. It was fun.
Man, I tell you though, that Asian market, if you can get Asian people out, that is where it's at. Because there's like once a generation, there's an Asian comedian like Ali Wong and you now, thank God. Before that, Margaret Cho, right in the 90s. So there's just this like scarcity of Asian women doing stand up. I'm so glad you're doing it. Good. Good. So anyway, I want to talk to you about, so today in pure mom form, you know, I had plans with you. We were going to have breakfast before this podcast. And of course my nanny calls in sick and then my 5-year-old gets sick. So I can't throw him at school today to come hang out with you. So I snuck out just to do this podcast, had to cancel our breakfast and my kid's being watched by, I don't know. We're being watched by the iPad right now. He's not alone, but he's, you know, that's how it fucking goes. And I always get asked, how do you swing career and motherhood? And I don't know that you do. I don't know that you do.
Yeah, it's a battlefield every day. You constantly try to fight the enemies. There's like, it's unexpected things happening every moment. So when you text me, I'm like, oh no, that's what happened to my son 2 weeks ago. They catch a cold and
it's down. The whole fucking school has it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't juggling. I think this is a misconception that, you know, they're like, it's a work-life balance. I'm like, first of all, men don't balance shit. There's no question about them. They just work. And like I have, you know, and they're like, oh, he's working so hard. I'm like, who gives a shit? I'm a mom and I'm trying to have a career. That's so much fucking harder than just being a workaholic.
Yeah. And then they post one photo with a baby. They are the father of the year. We have diapers and piss on our face and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. It just takes it's just like, I don't think there's a balance. I just think you just do it and you're just tired all the time. Is that it?
I think that's it. I said, you're tired and you try not to look tired. You use less concealer and the Christina P. red lips to cover that you are tired. but it,
it's that's true. I think that's why I've been dressing like crazier the older I get and wearing brighter, because you're just like, you're so tired and you're so haggard.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I'm gonna put lipstick on this pig, you know, dress her up. Well, how do you do it? So tell me, like, you've your mom.
Yeah, I choose my battle. I decided to be a person who can go to do any show, any movie, anything I want. But the price I had to pay is to work like a full-time slave to be able to afford a full-time living-in nanny.
Yeah.
And
well, you're a single mother too, by the way.
I'm a single mother. So I just feel like if I can pay for a nanny to help me, I don't have to cancel shows. Therefore, I can move my career faster.
Yeah.
Then I can be able to afford to take the children and the nanny and my mom on the road with me. So then I can be with them full time, because I want to be with them. That's a goal. That's all our goal. But I can't afford it. But if I save money now, I cancel all my shows. Whenever the nanny can come, I go home. Then my career moves slower. I will forever cannot afford them to go on road with me. Therefore, I won't make my career. I won't be with them.
That's so true. Because I know female comedians who, if you have a mom that can help out, they bring their mother, they bring the family with them on the road. We've done that a few times too. Mm-hmm. I'll take the boys to meet Tom, or I've taken the boys into, you know, various cities. It's a lot though, because you're basically supporting, you know, your kids, and do you support your mom too?
Yeah, my mom and my dad.
And your dad.
He's a recovered alcoholic. He's cool. He didn't drink anymore. Now he knows who I am. He heard my Venmo transaction every time. That's true love. I'm like,
is he
Daddy,
here?
Oh.
Is he in the U.S.?
He's coming here. We are trying to get him here so he can read books to the kids.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's really hard. Being mom and being a career woman, I don't think we balance. We just fight battles every day, every hour.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's so hard. But especially you're in a position where, like, you gotta do this. There is no, you know what I mean?
No plan B.
There's no plan B. Yeah, but you're crushing.
Yeah, you can't kill them now because it's not legal in America.
That's so true. You've got such a killer work ethic. And I was thinking about you yesterday because you call yourself a tiger mom. You have a Tiger MILF podcast right now.
Yes.
I consider myself like an Eastern European tiger mom. I don't know what, we're like a sausage mom. Is that the...
I think you are...
Kielbasa mom?
I think you are like the ice cream mom. Ice cream, but ice
cream. Ice cream mom, the ice cream mom. Yeah, because, you know, I love you so much, and I feel like, because I respect your hustle, because I too was, I feel very much like you, you know, I just fucking, by any means necessary, this is what you have to do to succeed. You know, you have to hustle really
hard.
I
love you
hard.
So much. You are such an icon in our business.
No, she's just buttering me up.
Yeah, you are beautiful. Listen, you are amazing. You are just kind.
That's enough. I have no self-esteem. I can't handle it.
I'm just so happy I'm sitting here.
I love you. No, I
love
you.
And you empower me so much.
Oh, but listen, the point is, I love that you're a tough mom, because listen, as fucked up as our parents are, they did some shit right with you and me. Because you and I should be mega losers.
Yes.
I have no self-esteem. my mother was a schizophrenic. My dad's an alcoholic. You grew up in China. You're a girl. You shouldn't have even been fucking born.
Yeah.
And you got your ass to the U.S. in Kentucky. She went to college in Kentucky and then made it in America. I mean, it's like... So anyway, there's something right mom and dad must have done.
Yeah.
And I want to preserve that shit with my kids.
Yes.
How do you do it? Because you don't want to traumatize them the way we were traumatized. Because like you said, therapy is very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It doesn't really work all the way.
Doesn't really work.
Yeah, you broke their leg and they can heal. But you broke their soul, they will be a loser forever.
Yeah.
And nothing can fill that.
No, and that's the thing.
It's all money.
Yeah, your void. I've tried filling the void with money, with fashion, with food, with whatever. It just, you're always going to be empty.
But... You're doing so much better than me. You have two boys. You're like the Barbie with two boys.
What do you have?
I have a boy and a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. But you're in America now. It's cool to have girls.
Yeah, because as an Asian girl, she's actually higher in the food chain than an Asian man. Because she can get anyone she wants. My son can't get laid forever.
That's so true. Unless he's rich.
Or gay. I'm praying. I'm putting painting rainbow nails on his finger. Hopefully he can turn gay one day.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, I'll be so happy he'll be gay. He'll be like...
Gay Asian guys crush.
They do.
The twinks.
There's no hair on their body.
I know.
Yeah, it's very, very in demand.
Very in demand. So how do you raise your girl to survive in our culture?
Because her father just left when she was less than 2 years. She was hurt for a moment, but then she realized he's not there. So she's actually very tough. She took after me. I want to, because when I was a little girl, I wasn't allowed to wear pretty stuff. That really make me feel bad because I was not allowed because I wasn't pretty. So I bet her all the hold cutest.
On. You weren't allowed to wear pretty stuff. Why though? Really, really, be honest.
I was very dark and I love the sun and all the little girls avoid the sun. I'm like dark, like purple dark, and I would wear my sister's pink dress. My mom said, don't do this, you are polluting pink. I went to school, the kids that were making fun of me. They still rock on me.
Yeah. They really said,
go back to Africa. That's like, talk about racism. Like, we hate ourselves so much that we don't even know who else to hate.
Chinese, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's true because isn't it like a hierarchy of like
colorism?
Asian people want to be lighter. And,
yeah. If you are light, it means you are rich and you stay indoors. You never went to the farm.
Yeah.
If you are dark, it means you work at the farm. But in America, if you are light, it means you are poor. Yeah. You stay in your trailer. You never went to Miami.
You can't afford a sun tanning bed. Or, it's true. And white people spend a lot of money on tanning beds and shit to look like we just came home from a vacation. That's right.
Yes.
So you dressed feminine, you said later on, you learned how to girl it up. So, but I'm saying like...
My daughter? Yeah. I just want to give her confidence. I want her to know that she's beautiful. Everybody love her. So I just let her wear the cute things. She loves to dress up. I always buy her nice, beautiful stuff. And in the morning, I'll just tell her that, you look great, Margot. You are very smart. You are chubby, but it's okay. It's cute when you're a baby and chubby. I always tell her good things.
You didn't get her liposuction?
In the morning? Not yet, but... But if we got in her modeling agency, we have to stop
her. Put her on Ozempic. She's 2.
That's nice.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Oh, yeah. It's time to get on the Ozempics.
I know. Put she's losing all the jobs. I tell her good things in the morning.
You tell her
when
good
she wake
up.
It's like when she just wake up, her mind is still like, she still have delusion. She can be equal to men.
That's so smart.
Yeah, you give her confidence. Then you start becoming disciplined. Hey, Margot, finish your food. Clean the floor. But in the morning, you can bring water into. You are beautiful. You are smart. Everybody loves you. But then, she make mistakes in the daytime. You kind of punish her. Before she go to sleep, be like, you are beautiful. I love you. If there's a daddy, daddy love you too. But there's not. So I love you twice.
Yeah.
So I tell her good things. Confirmation. I think confirmation is what I don't have.
Yeah.
I want to tell her confirmation in the morning and before she go to sleep, if I can catch her. If I don't, I have my mom tell her in Chinese. But in the daytime, I'm very disciplined.
I won't
let her get away with being a little douchebag.
Really?
I just think it's bad. It's not attractive when somebody's kid is a douchebag and their mom thinks it's cute. Other people want to kill them.
What's a douchebag? Do you remember what's the one thing you disciplined her for lately? Like, what do you...
I think thinking is cute when you make a mess. It's cute. But if you clean it up, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's also my mom's. Her problem is that because... I don't know. She's just like a peasant. And whenever something, there's a mess, she's like, oh my God, kiss. You're a bad babies. And she just freaked out. I said, we own the wood floor, mom. Clean. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay that we are going to remove everything when they grow up. We don't need those things. It's okay. It's a mess. You can't scream. Because when you scream, they are panic. They become little bitches. Because little bitches panic. They can't handle somebody like try to rob them. They're like, oh my God, don't shoot me.
That's so
true. They should
true.
Be like, I have a condom. I'll suck your dick and fuck you.
Right.
Don't kill me. And then you'll kill them. I want people, like, I want her to be like, be able to say that and then be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Like, I know how to give a BJ.
Yeah, exactly. But you're right. Is there something to, right. Our parents freaked out over every little transgression.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This is not how you're doing. You're going to be the panicking versus like for instance, my older boy, he got a bad grade on a test. Okay. Now, I mean, he fucking bombed it. And I was like, and he thought it was a 60. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck happened, Ella? You know? And he's like, well, I wasn't paying attention and I started laughing and I was like, I go, buddy, this is a 60. And he's like, but it's okay. It's not okay. You failed. And I really like, You know, and I was like, okay, well, how do I handle this? Because I don't want him also to go into hyper-perfectionism. But I want him to know, don't be a fucking loser, man. It's not okay. And I don't like this in the American culture that it's like, everybody's a winner. Here's your participation award. We didn't win that game this time. That's it's like, no. You should feel, and this is funny because I saw you lost a lot of weight. And I go, did you do Ozempic? And you go, no. I like to feel what a piece of shit I am.
Yes. When you really feel it, you don't want to eat. You're like, oh my God, why am I still alive? Everything my mom says is right. So I don't medicate myself so I can feel like a full-time loser. So I just don't eat because I want to be a cunty bitch. Because if you gain all the weight, you have to smile at people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're a skanky coke whore, you just...
you can be whoever you want. Yeah. You get to be a bitch.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to like... You know, like,
I really believe it. What level you, with yeah, you told him 60 is
this
not
is a loser.
A loser. There's a loser state. I think it's good to be this because the world is not going to like cuddle him.
This is what I'm saying. My
yeah,
communist.
You
friend.
Are giving him. You are giving him the real confidence. Like a real. He understands. He will never need to take a pill to feel better because he's a winner.
He's gonna. Well, so what we did to correct it, I made him. Learn the words that he got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're gonna fucking learn these words because it's gonna happen again in your life. And then I was like, okay, well, let's prepare for the next spelling test. Here we go. And he voluntarily goes, I'm gonna write each word 10 times. And I was like, yes.
What a cutie pie.
This is what I'm fucking talking about. You defeat those little weenies, these little
yes.
pussies whose parents are telling them that 60's fine.
No,
it's not.
It's not. It's not fine. It is gross.
Yeah.
It's not attractive. It's not going to get you laid.
It's not going to get him. Now, thankfully, he's attractive, though.
He's hot, so...
He's rich and he's good looking. It's going to be...
Yeah, and his mama's good looking. Daddy's
rich.
That's
the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. But maybe he's disciplined. Mommy's teaching him some communist skills.
Maybe I should knock him down a peg. Do I ruin his self-esteem a little?
I think you're just going to give him confirmation. Like, I think confirmation is so important for kids. But then you are tough with him. He's like, you're like, because you are great.
Yeah.
So that's the standard you are going to have to keep being great.
That's what the Chinese people tell. Basically, what I'm asking you is Chinese excellence exists.
Yes.
The Chinese are the fucking best at everything. And this is why. You give them confirmation in
yeah.
the morning and you're the best. You can do it. You're number one. And then...
Yeah,
you beat the shit out of them when they fuck up.
Yeah, that's how they raise the king. Like when the king's little boys, you know, they'll be like, you are the king, you know, everybody worship you. But if you cannot memorize this poetry, you are going to get stabbed in the back by the general tomorrow. The king's like, I'm 5.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
but
that's
right. But culturally, yeah. Hey, I've seen the last emperor.
Yeah.
They choose royalty, yeah, with the time they're born. Like, hey, guess what? You're going to rule this entire province, and they grow you up as a king.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're modeling how you're raising your kids after, like, how they raise Chinese royalty.
Yeah, because one of the things the Superman movie said, right, is, like, with bigger power comes bigger responsibility. You can, like, the thing is, like, you are handsome, you are rich, you are a beautiful boy, but the thing is that you have to have the skill to match it,
uh-huh.
or it's going to become a surface, and then people pray after you. They would want to fuck with you. They pretend to be your friend because you can't spell friend. You think they
this
are your
is
friend.
What I'm fucking talking
and
about.
And they literally, you are going to get destroyed more than a poor, broke person
yes.
ever would. It's the protection for you.
Yeah.
Because when you are like that, people pray after you. You have to have that kind of intelligence and discipline in order to merely survive.
100%.
Not even like become better than your parents. Just survive keep what you have, like
yeah.
your life, before they try to take. Because they will. Because they know, like, okay,
yes,
this is a playboy. I can take.
Yeah, of course. You know how many holes
it's a protection. Exactly, you are protecting him. You should not feel guilty about being harsh because you can tell him, like, yeah, you have everything and that's why we have to be good at what you do.
Yeah. You have to be even better because
you have to
protect the dynasty.
Exactly.
I know, man.
Exactly.
There's
people standing behind in a line trying to fuck with you. They are waiting for you to crack and go
see,
inside.
See, this is
and
what... Can I tell
steal
you something?
Your light.
I'm telling you, I feel like I've heard this from my... Eastern European mm-hmm. communist parents. This is the kind of stuff I heard growing up. And then the Americans, like, they don't
Yeah, you are great. It's okay. You can this. Yeah, you can be anything. You can have a 60 and be excellent. No, you are a loser.
Yeah. Work, you try failed. Harder, do better, yeah. get excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
We die trying. I think die trying would be what we tell them to do. Just die trying. You don't have to be the best. But if you are trying to become, you might.
Yeah.
And if, you know, as long as you are trying your best, I can see you are working. Yeah, next time you get a 79, I'm happy. Because you are trying. You didn't have this cocky little thing. I'm great already. No, don't say that. You're not.
Mm-mm. This is why the Chinese are dominating. This is why... You guys are taking over the fucking world, man. I'm telling you, because they're raising their kids this way. This is the right way.
Yeah, but I don't know why Americans are being weak about it. You can't. That's why we are weaker now. Because
I'll tell you why. Because the feeling. So here's the problem. When you raise them to be all success, I'll give you, you know, the problem is, and then they become workhorses, and then there's no internal life. There's no emotional life, right? Listen, I dated a Chinese guy, almost married a Chinese lawyer. Brilliant guy. The guy's a fucking genius, but too much work. It's no good for people.
It's his mom that she's like the OG immigrant tiger, double tiger mom.
Of course.
And that's what we are working, trying to make sure they are disciplined, they love themselves, so they can have a balance.
Yeah.
I think that's what we are trying to do here.
This generation of Chinese. Well, men too. Yeah, you're raising the next generation, because I imagine your father never heard "you're a great guy, I love you" from his parents.
He can't hear because he's drunk when he's two, so I don't think he heard it. He was blacked out, but he's so handsome and he's so drunk. He's never been sober, like ever. It was just, he's a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the reasons why I got sober, is because I just, that's in my blood. It's going to happen one day.
Are you, so you think you have the genes, the genetic?
I have a high tolerance.
Okay.
I would drink 3 bottles of wine and drive everybody home.
Oh! Then, yeah, you definitely have the genes.
Yeah, I go home, I throw up, and I just, the next morning, I function like a normal person. But then one day, I'm going to die. People are like, well, where did she die? Yeah. They wouldn't know.
It's good that you know, though. It's good that you know your Achilles heel, especially with show business, because the more you get... The higher you go, this is why so many celebrities implode because of this. Booze, pussy, gambling, whatever addiction you have going, if it's not managed, it will sabotage your career.
It will, because people don't care what is best for you. They care whatever you do best for them to manage you, to control you.
Yeah.
People around you no longer care about your best interest. Okay,
they never did.
Yeah, he's drunk. Okay, like, get him drunker and you get some pills for him, some cocaine, so we can control him and let him do things for us. If he dies, his album worth more money, so that's better. That's what they think.
100%.
It's so scary.
I'm glad you know the Matrix early, because there's a lot of young comics I try to kind of hint at the Matrix, like kind of get them ready, and they're like, oh no.
Yeah, they believe in fairy tale because your mom told them they were great.
And now we're full circle again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mom cannot, like, that's the thing. Like, you know, because the world is so vicious. True. It's so much vicious. It's much more vicious than tiger moms.
It is.
Tiger moms prepares you.
It's so true. And you know, you want to believe, like, I do believe that human beings are inherently good. I believe you come out good, but I think survival can make people ugly. Survival needs can make people irrational. It's not that they're inherently bad. They're just surviving. And when you're in survival mode, you ain't thinking clearly.
That's all parents. That's all moms.
Yeah.
They're always in surviving mode. When they are so wearing Rolex, they still scream at you when you spill milk.
Yeah.
As a mom, Japanese are not coming to inspect the house. You don't have to scream.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why it's so hard to be like this generation's all about conscious parenting. Like, you should be caught. And it's like, yeah, but... You know, you're just trying to get the boys from fucking school, home, feed them something, get them to fucking soccer practice or whatever they're into, get home, do the homework, get showered, get the thing, go to bed on time. It's like you're just trying to keep the plate spinning.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to be conscious because you're just angry a lot because you're tired. You know?
I think for you is that it's actually easier for your boys to become good boys because you are such a powerhouse career woman. And they the best way to do is to be the example, to lead with action. So your son, I think, would more likely to respect women more than other boys.
100%.
Because they know women are bad bitches. They would never say stupid things to girls when they grow up because they know their mom.
Well, of course.
And they watch and they see.
And I correct, too, if I hear any bullshit. That's not going to fucking happen.
A lot of women, they would let their, like, they would stay home and don't do anything and give up their dreams and try to tell their son to respect women. It's hard for the boy, those boys, because they just like, I don't, you say that, but I don't see that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because mom just sits home and feeds everybody. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, dude. And you know what I just saw, dude? Because, you know, I'm deep on TikTok. Like,
I love your TikTok.
I'm fucking in it, bro. Dude, there is a, was it the sprinkle woman? No, it's this divorce attorney lady that I'm following. And she's like, the biggest mistake a woman can make is give up her career to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. Like, let's say you had the career and then you give it up just to be home to raise the kids. She goes, because when he divorces you, you're only going to get payout until the kids are, what, 18? And then maybe a couple years and now you're fucked. Like, you have to make your own living again. And so when they level up for the fucking trophy wife, your ass is, what are you going to do? And I was like, oh my God, that's such a good point. Like, I have to share that on this podcast.
Yeah.
Don't stop working. Just keep your toe in. You don't have to go full throttle. You have to go full time, but just, I think, keep your toe, at least in the real world.
That is so true, because the marriage... You were young and beautiful. Now you are older and you are having your career. I have 3 years, 5 years not working. You're done. When you go back there, nobody wants you. You like, it's everything go back to ground zero. There's nothing you have left. And the kids don't respect you. They're like, yeah, my daddy paid the bill. They don't understand that you produce more value taking care of them. They just don't understand that. And that's what I did. I gave up my career to marry him. But I soon realized that. I think when I want a divorce... I gave myself, because there's a pandemic, I gave myself a year and a half to build my social media to make sure if when I leave, I have enough money to survive and I can take the children. So I was working like all day while pregnant with my daughter. I want an abortion, but I kept her. I'm like, I want this girl. I want her. I want her to live the life I never had. So even I was pregnant, I still live with my husband. I was planning on leaving. I was calculating on how do I leave. So we didn't really have sex. I was just working nonstop to prepare myself because I realized that what a huge mistake I did to not work anymore, because it's harder for me to fight for the custody. And it's also, I can't leave because financially I need to stay, because when you have children, you cannot imagine sleeping a month without seeing them. It kills
a woman. Oh my God, I would fucking die.
2 months, I'll just fuck anybody to be with my children.
Yeah.
So that's why I know most women, they can't leave because they give up their career and they cannot take the children with them. And that is the deal breaker for women. So I decided that I have to be successful. There's no choice. I need to be with them full time. And that means that I have to work for like crazy. And that's what I did.
I love you. And I love that you did that for them. And I love that you do that. I think, and you're already hugely successful. I mean, like, literally, I mean, I don't even know how to convey this to you. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but no. I'm just, I don't know. I see the hustle in you and I see the determination, and I don't know why I'm crying, but I see it in you, because I have the same thing. I have the same thing in me. I think that's why I see it in you. Mm-hmm. Of like, dude, by any fucking means necessary. And you grow up and you feel like you're a piece of shit and you come from shit and you're like, I'm going to fucking be famous, dude. I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to fill this fucking void and I'm going to show everybody that I'm not a piece of shit. Like, I get it, dude. I know what you're, you know, I kind of know everything, but... But to have this impetus, this lovely, I know, look at us, we're such, I'm so embarrassed. But to have your kids as a reason, I think is a higher thing than what I was going for, which was just like, you know, let's just be famous and whatever. Because it's everything, right? You do it all for your kids, you hope, and you teaching them like, hey, dude, you can transcend whatever you started out in life. You know, in America, not in China, of course.
Yes.
But if we take what the Chinese have fucking taught us.
Yeah.
And then crush America.
Yes, I think I just short-circuit the system just using my Chinese Confucius wisdom. Everything matches all the great thing. Like people, like icons like you would give me advice. And that always matches advice. The Confucius thing, you know, just do your work. Don't give a fuck about what other people say. Just you are the only person who care about you in your career. You have to push hard. Because you kept working. You just get better and better and better. When people just think, oh my gosh, she's so huge. You're like, I've been working my whole fucking life, bitch. Like, this
yeah,
is,
but I'm, but I can tell you what I like about you and what I wish I had, what you have, which is not a fear of judgment from others. And I'll tell you why. Like, for instance, as an open micer, you bought a comedy club in Los Angeles, which is like, I would have been like, oh my God, who am I? I can't buy a club. I'm just like this nobody. They're going to talk about me. They're going to say that I'm a weirdo, whatever. And I would have been in my head. Mm-hmm. But I think because you are like, I have fucking kids to feed. I don't give a shit.
At that moment, I just feel like, what should I do to get better at this game? Because I don't believe in not paying the dues. Because I'm Chinese, I know anything that happens needs to be a buildup. Like for something become ice. The air, the coldness, everything is a process. I know the process is being on stage. So I look at the kids. I don't think I can see them 2 weeks out of a month. I don't think I can do it. I look at my son because my ex-husband is very mentally abusive. He just doesn't, when he's angry, he visits our attention. He won't talk to you for weeks. Like he's stonewalling, and that's really unhealthy for the children. Even his kids, he wouldn't talk to them. I just don't want them to go through the pain that that can really ruin your life. So I want to be able to do it. So that would be the number one thing I can do, is to get myself on stage 10 hours a day, every single day. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm going somewhere doing that. Or standing in line for open mics, do 4 mics a week. I can never make it because... it's just impossible. I just feel like if I play by the rule, I will never make it, and I'll never see them.
Make it. You're right, but you're right because it also takes, but it takes like your 20s mm-hmm. in comedy. You're right. You didn't have a choice. You really didn't if you wanted to do stand up the traditional route, you fuck around in your 20s and you mm-hmm. go up to open mics and you waste a decade hanging out. Not waste, but it take you know.
Yeah.
You hang out, you fuck around, you stay up till 2 a.m, and then you go to your shitty day job. You only mm-hmm. sleep 4 hours, but you can do that because you're 28 years old, you know, but you don't have that luxury when you're a mother. It's like, by any means necessary, dude, we're going to get that shit done.
I was 29, and I didn't care what people say of me. I mean, I already don't speak any English. People think I'm like a massage whore anyway. So I'm like, it's not gonna get worse from there, you know. It's not gonna get worse from here.
No, and I know, and I just love you. I think you're such an inspiration. And for any women out there, you got kids and you're thinking like, I can't do it, or I can't leave the guy, or I can't. Think about fucking Zhao Ying Summers.
Oh.
Born in China. We're in the Hunan. Where are you from?
Hunan is
the most delicious food, but.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Yeah, but you're born in. Listen, you can do it. You can do whatever the fuck you need to. You need to sell like a seminar to tell people.
I think
people.
So. I really wanted to, because nobody tell young moms like how to leave an abusive relationship, mentally abusive. When it's mentally abusive, you really can't do anything about it because you talk yourself out of it. But when it's like physically abusive, people can see it. People talk to you like, hey, he's beating you up. You're like, okay. There's like more motivation, but when it's mentally abusive, belittling you just don't know what to do. And then they say something nice to you, and you look at the children, you're like, I give up my career, I can't feed them, I can't leave them. I'd rather live in hell but be next to them than stay away and not see them ever again. Like, it's just the worst option for a mother. It's just a mother's choice. They always choose their children first, to be around them at least.
Of course.
Yeah, we don't have a choice when it comes to the children.
No, men do. They'll just fucking go. And you're like, wow, you guys are cool. That's really neat.
Yeah, they are cool. They can do it. They can handle it. It's a mother instinct.
I can't. I'd rather be a prostitute in Siberia and come home and see my kids.
Yeah, literally. Same here. I would totally become a whore, but I would also run the brothel very
soon.
That's
what's up. Come on.
I'll be a madam. We can run the brothel. We can also do an AI brothel, you know, like get some robots and they can anything. They can read the minds of the customer. Oh, that's a business. AI brothel.
Girl, you just We're going to do it. That's the next step.
Yeah, the AI browser. We can be billionaires.
I would love to do that. Yeah, but back to what you're saying about this abusive, you know, I have friends that have gotten out of abusive relationships. Very, very tricky, very difficult. I really wish you would, I don't know, do something. You got to write your story down or tell your story. I think it'll help other women because it's so tricky when you're in it. I hear it's just like you're mind fucked and it can get anybody, dude. I feel like it took down, I have friends who are like powerful women and you're like, how did that happen, dude?
Yeah. They chip your wings, that your invisible wings, you don't see them anymore. And it's a mind game they play with you.
It's a mind game.
Poison. Yeah. Really bad.
How did you, what were you trying, I know we have to, I feel like every time I see you, it's like we end on, there's another layer to your onion and I'm like, you got to come back and we'll do another fucking thing on it. And my kid's sick and I can't go over. Can you tell us then, how does somebody as intelligent and bright and ambitious, like what was attractive about your ex-husband?
I think
what got you lured in?
I think when a woman is attractive, ambitious, full of light, that she's seeking a soulmate who sees her. And the narcissists, they know they want to mirror you. When they see you, they want to take down a woman who is powerful because that turns them on more. They don't want a little cutie thing. They don't want to do that. That's less excitement. They want to see a woman who is powerful in her own light.
Right.
They want to go there. And at the beginning, they are not the person who they are right now. They would be, they are mirroring you. They are charming. They are funny. They are successful. They do a lot of, like, he does a lot of charity on the paper. He's amazing. And he supported my career. He worshiped me because I'm the few Chinese woman who want a career. And we fell in love. He's very gorgeous, handsome, tall, wealthy. He donates thousands of computers for schools in the village. Jesus. Like, I just thought, oh my God, what a kind man who speaks English, who understands me. And once we were together, he at the beginning, he's still nice. He wants to bankroll my career. He invests movie for me to be in. And then he just slowly start to say that you should lose more weight. You know, your face is too big. I did a surgery to remove my fatty pad, whatever it is,
in
my cheeks
great.
To remove it.
Yeah.
And he just like, you should lose more weight. You are like really big and you lost your look and your skin's too dark. You should get lighter and your legs are too short. I'm like, I can't get longer legs. You know, it's not going to happen. And then slowly, but when he was doing that to me, it sounds like my mom. I'm like, this maybe his family. He's trying to take care of me. He's trying like, hey, you're getting ugly. Just don't do this. So I was abused. So whatever, I believe he loves me and everything he says, I have excuse for it. Until it's too late, he started mocking my accent, trying to tell me that you used to stutter. You should not be doing stand-up because you're going to stutter on big stage. And that, I don't know, I was just triggered one time. I was going to do this big show, my Peacock special, the 30-minute special. And he said, you should not do it. Remember you stutter? He started stuttering. Like when I told you, I was a kid. I was stuttered for a few years, but I don't do that anymore. And I started stuttering. He started mocking me. He started laughing. Then I don't know, something happened. I slapped him on the face.
Good.
Then he tried to choke me, but I hit him with a cutting board. I'm like very physical, so when somebody hit me, I'm leaving right away.
Yeah.
But when they verbally abuse me, I think he cared about me.
Yeah.
He's calling me fat because he's calling me fat before other people call me fat. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, because you said you'd heard it before.
Yeah, like, it's like a family.
Yeah.
So I stayed there a long time, like almost 3 years. That's a long time for me because I'm really strong. And nobody would, all my old friends, like, we would never imagine you would let somebody say that kind of stuff to you because you are really tough. I said, I didn't know. That's why I have so much empathy towards women who stay in that kind of relationships because they know exactly who you are and they do whatever it takes to make you feel like you found somebody who truly cares about you. Mm-hmm. And then when they hurt you, they go back like, I'm so sorry. You know, it's me. You are beautiful. You are smart. I'm lucky to have you.
So then he sounds like he understood what he did wrong and then you take him back because you think he's changed.
Yes.
Because he told you he has.
Yes. And then he'll change into exactly what you want. Then he will slowly start to poison you again, to control you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a textbook narcissist.
Yeah, textbook abuser.
Abuser.
And the problem is the women that stay with these guys, you end up dead.
You are emotionally dead, or you kill yourself, or you just walk. You're a zombie.
or you're physically going to die because this man will kill you eventually.
It will kill you because the pressure, the unhappiness, they produce like poison in our body. It causes all kinds of cancer.
For sure.
Cancer and stuff.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Yeah, you must leave this situation if you're in this situation. You must leave. And did your mother know? Did you have help from your mom?
Oh my God. She, at the beginning, whenever I fight with my ex-husband before we were living together, before my mom moved with us, she just say, oh, it's you. You have bad temper. You should be nice to your husband. Obey your husband. That's the key of happiness. Then she moved in with us. And I went to a comedy club to do a show. I came back late because I was networking and I was drinking a little bit. And he said, you are just like your father. You are a drunk. Without me, you're going to be dying under the bridge. My mom was angry at me because it triggered her with my father's drinking. But then when the time he called me stuttering, my mom said something I would never remember. Okay, we got in a fight. He called me, I stuttered. My mom said, my daughter is the most beautiful, smart, talented woman you have ever met. You are going to die soon. Fuck you. She's out of your league. I'm going to kill you myself. You fucking bitch.
Nice.
And the first time I heard her calling me beautiful, smart, and talented.
You're like, bitch, it took this?
It took this
fucking guy.
And she threw a vase on him after I hit him with a cutting board. And then the next morning I filed divorce.
Wow.
So that's the first time she saw. Because she didn't know there's a thing called verbal abuse because she's a verbal abuser.
Yeah, she.
But when she saw him mimicking me, stuttering. Yeah. I told him I used to stutter because I trust him. I nobody know that.
Yeah.
And he started mimicking me, knowing I have a show. I have to go to the biggest thing in my career. By then, and my mom saw that she was not having it, and she reached out to her inner beast, and she supported me. She's like, I said, Mom, what do I do now? She goes, I'm going to not go back to China. I'll give up my fucking life to be here, to take care of the children. You go out there, you fucking hustle. You make this comedy thing happen. You're ugly, so that's the only resort for us now. You can't do acting now, so just do that thing. You know, that doesn't require look. You know, you just go on stage every day.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about stand-up comedy, the good thing is that the older, uglier, fatter you are, which you're neither of those things, none of those things, the better your career gets because you're funny and you're going to be funny forever, no matter your age, no matter what you look like. I think that's the beauty of having a good personality and being interesting and all those good things. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that.
Thank you for having me.
And I hate that we have to go on that, but again, I got a sick kid at home and I really can't stay too long today. But I please come back and let's share some more. And I can't wait to have you back on the show. Please come back to Austin every month, okay?
I will do that. I have my national tour 2024. The tickets are at joinsummers.com or summerscomedy.com. Thank you so much.
Yes.
It's an honor to be here.
You're the best. Joying Summers, everybody. Thank you so much. Subscribe. Blah, blah, blah. You know the shit I gotta say. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where